It's great to see such a big turnout, and if you look around, almost everybody here is someone with a disability, and that's really what we're aiming for, is to get people with disabilities, older people, anyone who's got a mobility difficulty, to come and try out different things, talk to experts, get themselves clued up on what's available and what suits them.
Tell us about the history of the show.
Oh, well, it goes back originally to 1983, when it was set up, when I was in Department for Transport at that time, and we were aware that if you had a disability, you couldn't go along to your local car showroom and say, can I pull my wheelchair in and out of your nice shiny showroom model? Even if you got away with that, you couldn't test drive it because it wasn't adapted to meet your needs. So people were having to buy expensive vehicles before they knew if they could drive them or if they would suit their mobility needs. So it just seemed to us that if we could bring the manufacturers together, then we could give people the chance to compare and contrast, make sure that it worked for them and their families.
Of course, the show got off to a flying start, didn't it, with a special celebrity opening?
We did. We had Dr. Hilary Jones from TV, who spent, three, 4 hours with us, talked a huge number of people, did selfies with all the ladies, did a test drive in a very sophisticated hand-controlled vehicle, and I think has learnt a lot that I hope he'll be talking about on his TV shows.
You mentioned test drive there. There is every opportunity for potential buyers to try out. I think that's worth mentioning, isn't it?
Absolutely. That's at the heart of it. You can drive as many different vehicles as you want, compare the different performance, what feels comfortable. So we have the fabulous Donington racetrack here, not going at 100 miles an hour, I'm afraid, but only at 40. But you can really get the feel of a vehicle, whether it's for you as a driver or for you to take a passenger with a disability. Go out there and try it out. And people sometimes come for all 3 days of the show. They'll camp or stay somewhere nearby and drive maybe a dozen different vehicles over those days.
And for anybody listening in Lincolnshire, it's not a million miles away, is it?
Absolutely not. It's very much on your doorstep, so do please take the opportunity to come. I should also say it isn't just for people who might think of themselves as having a disability. There's a special focus here also for older people on when to stop driving and what are alternatives to driving. Looking to the future and at future technology such as driverless cars, is that actually going to make a difference to people? And looking at the issue of mobility scooters. So I know Lincolnshire, like many other parts of the country, has an ageing population. And people do get anxious, particularly if they live in rural areas where there's not much public transport. Your car is your lifeline. So coming to this show will enable you to find solutions to prolong your independent mobility and maybe some ideas about what you can do if the day comes when you need to stop.